This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR.
Everybody knows Blues had a baby. She called her baby rock and roll.
Hey, you're with Cyan, bringing you the roots of rock here on Manawatu People's Radio.
About the blues, it's a lot like red wine, you know, it gets better with age. All right, I'm going to play you a few tracks here from two albums that just came out to me recently, but they were actually released back in 2011, and that's what I said about time, it doesn't really matter. Now, Stony Plain Records, based in Canada, and they do record a lot of both Canadian and American artists, and, mainly in the blues, but they sort of cover folk and roots music and all sorts. So, as I said, the album's called 35 Years of Stony Plain, and 35 Years of Stony Plain was 2011. But as I said, it never really ages. This is recordings from some of their earlier artists and later artists and all the rest up to those days. So we kicked off with a track there called Bend a Little. That was a guy called David Wilcox on that particular track. Next up we have Looking for a Brand New World. Now, as I said, these first few tracks I'm playing are more roots, roots blues sort of thing. And then I've got some that are actually blues, proper blues if you like, including some tracks from Robert Knighthood, who these tracks were never released previously. They came out specially on this particular album. All right, I'm going to get back to, we've got Rodney Crowell here with Closer to, did that wrong. That's coming up next. We got Henry Manx and Kevin Briett here with Looking for a Brand New World.
Tubes. I pace from room to room, an eye full of news, a mind full of clues. Something's happening, something's coming soon. No empty seats in the Faith Arcade. Rain waters rising again. What you carry is what you take. But those with gold are in need of faith. I'm looking for a brand new world. Oh, I'm looking for a brand new world. Spreading mercy from town to town. Tongue-tied blues every time I'm around you. Maybe I lied a little, forgotten the truth. I left too long in the same old roof. I'm looking for a brand new world. Looking for a brand new world. Spreading mercy from town to town. Looking for a brand new world. Oh, I'm looking for a brand new world. Oh, I'm looking for a brand new world. Spreading mercy from town to town. Looking for a brand new world.
Sometimes I think we're all looking for a brand new world, depending what's happening in our one at the moment. All right, we've got from these 35 years of Stony Plain Records. Back in 2011, we've got a guy called Rodney Crowell here. We have a little track called Closer to Heaven.
I don't like hummus. I hate long lines, nosy neighbors, and Venetian blinds, chirping news anchors alter my mood. I'm offended by buzzwords like awesome and dude. I look like a train wreck, I feel like a blob. Till you get to know me, you may think I'm a snub, but I'm closer to heaven than I've ever been. I don't eat sushi, I don't smoke grass, I don't wear pajamas, I don't drive fast. I hate idle gossip and tasseled shoes, slick politicians, they give me the blues. I don't ride in limos, I don't play golf, I don't own a rifle that will blow your head off. But I'm closer to heaven than I've ever been.
To heaven.
Now, this next artist I'm going to play is well known, actually, for quite a few of his tracks. I've actually got one or two of his albums that have some tracks that aren't usually played on commercial stations, and I really like them too. Anyway, Steve Earle here, probably a bit more country, but not quite Western. Anyway, Steve Earle, yes, with a track called, well, what have we got here? Ben McCulloch is the name of the track. As I said, came out on the 35 years of Stony Plain Records back in 2011.
San Antonio, my brother Paul and me, to fight with Ben McCulloch in the Texas Infantry. Well, the poster said we'd get a uniform and $7 a week, the best rations in the army, and a rifle we could keep. When I first laid eyes on the general, I knew it was a fighting man. He was every inch a soldier, every word was his command. Well, his eyes were cold as the lead and steel forged in the tools of war. I took the lives of many and the souls of many more. Well, he marched us to Missouri and we hardly stopped for rest. And then he made this speech and said, we're coming to the test. Well, we got to say St. Louis and boys before the Yankees do. If we control the Mississippi, then the Federals are through. Well, they told us that our enemy will now be dressed in blue. They forgot about the winter's cold and the cursed fever too. My brother died in Wilson's Creek and I seen him fall. We fell back to the Boston Mountains in the north of Arkansas. Hate you more than any other man alive. And when you die, you'll be a foot soldier just like me in the devil's infantry. And all the way to Fayetteville, we'll curse McCullough's name and mourn the dead that were left behind and we was carrying the lane. I killed a boy the other night who'd never even shaved. I don't even know what I'm fighting for, I ain't never owned a slave. So I snuck out of camp and then I heard the news next night. The Yankees won the battle and McCulloch lost his life. Hate you more than any other man alive. Yeah, when you die, you'll be a foot soldier just like me in the devil's infantry.
Up next, we've got some Joe Louis Walker here. Now, he obviously recorded for Stony Plain Records as well there in Canada. Little track here called Black Widow Spider.
asleep. Now I know I wasn't a victim of circumstance. No, I wasn't. I was just a part of a much bigger plan. Everybody said she took them with her every place in everywhere. But what she did with the kids was a secret just between her and them. She looked good, she looked nice, she was okay. She seemed all right. I was bitten and survived the kiss of a black widow spider. Of a black widow spider. Now I know how. Now I know why. But what I
time for a quick little break here on the Roots of Rock, and we're coming back with more tracks from these 35 years of Stony Plain music, which, as I said, came out in 2011, so they've done a lot more years now, but that's beside the point. All right, yeah, catch you after the break. Don't go away.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app.
Hey Hey, you're back with Cyan here, bringing you the roots of rock on Manawatu People's Radio. All right, now we're featuring, for first part of this evening anyway, the music of Stony Plain Records. As I said, they're out of Canada, Edmonton, Alberta, actually. And they, yeah, recorded a lot of blues artists that are... like Ian Tyson, Joe Louis Walker, Ronnie Orr and the Broadcasters, Duke Robillard, Maria Muldaur, Rory Block, and the list can go on. But yeah, they released these as 35 years of their record albums back in 2011. And as I've just mentioned earlier tonight, I just got my sticky little fingers on the copies of them. So anyway, up next we've got, oh, that's right, they used to do Jeff Healey as well as the other Canadian artists. But yeah, I haven't got any of his to play tonight, but I will play them in the future off these albums. All right, up next we've got Kenny, a blues boss, Wayne here. Now, he's got a little track called Heaven, Send Me an Angel.
I get off work, stop by my favorite bar. I have one drink, start talking about the war. Four beers later, I start shouting, getting mad. Start talking about the woman I never had. Heaven sent me an angel to rescue me. This world drives me crazy. Lord, I'm full of misery. I get all my money on a Friday night. I'm ready for anything, even ready to start a fight. When money's gone, I get evil as can be. Start showing off to every woman I see. Heaven send me an angel to rescue me. This job drives me crazy. Lord, I'm full of misery. A drunk from another part of town. Man, you don't know, bad news is at your door. One man's ceiling is another man's floor. Heaven send me an angel to rescue me. Some folks drive me crazy. Lord, send me an angel to rescue me. Some folks
I'm just here enjoying myself. Say what? Man, I'll cut you up. I'm better than a junkyard dog. Yeah, I'm talking to you. No, you over there. One that called me a drunk. I ain't drunk. I've just been drinking.
Alrighty, we've got two more tracks to play from this 35 years of Stony Plain Records. And this is the previously unreleased tracks from Robert Nighthawk. There was actually four altogether on the album. I'm just going to play two tonight. That's enough for the Stony Records tonight. Alright, this is Robert Nighthawk with I'm Gonna Murder My Baby.
I went down to Eli to get my pistol out of pawn. When I got back home, my woman had gone. Yeah, gonna murder my baby. Ooh, if she don't stop cheating and lying, I'm gonna hurt no. Well, I'd rather be in penitentiary and to be worried all of my mind. Coming home last night, just about 4 o'clock, a little moonshine joint in the rear just began to rock. I kinda eased upside to get a better view. I saw my woman doing the monkey too. Yeah, it's gonna murder my baby. Ooh, if she don't stop cheating and lying. Well, I'd rather be in penitentiary and to be worried out of my mind. And kind. She taking all my money, spending on beer and wine. Yeah, it's gonna murder my bed. Ooh, if she don't stop cheating and lying, I'll put a hurting on her. Well, I'd rather be in penitentiary and to be worried out of my mind.
Final track from the feature of Stony Plain Records tonight is a second track from Robert Nighthawk that was not released previously to this compilation, or many compilations coming out way back in 2011. So we've got Robert Nighthawk here with You Missed a Good Man.
¶¶
you started loving me, you want a hot dog. I guess you better stay good, man, when you think down over me.
Another one of those artists that I've just recently had some music from, but it came out way back ago. Alligator Records, 1991 here. We've got Johnny Hartsman. I think I just introduced him to you this year as well, as me being introduced to him this year. Album called The Touch, and a little track here, Got to Find My Baby.
All around, she can't be found. I've been looking high and low. Where did she go? I've got to find my baby. She's somewhere in this world. You know I need her right away. Won't you bring her home to stay? I've got to find that girl. I've been looking up and down, all over town. I'm so lonely I could cry. I'm gonna call the FBI. Gotta find my baby. She's somewhere in this world. Hey now, she's my lucky charm. I need her in my arms. Gotta find that girl.
Time for an old track from an old album that I've had for quite a while now, called Old Friends. Seem we're talking about old. It's actually Honey Boy Edwards, Sunnyland Slim, Kansas City Red, and Big Walter Horton all getting together, as they say, old friends, to put out this album. And this particular track is called Mr. Freddy Blues.
Mr. Freddy will do for you. Let me tell you, little girl, what Mr. Freddy will do for you. He'll take all of your money, stay out all night from you. Mr. Freddy's a playboy, plays hard when the sun goes down. Sun go down. That little girl all up to see him. Men don't want him around.
Tracks from an older album that I've just received this year and introduced you to, a group called Mississippi Heat, and this was an album that came back out on Delmark back in 2008 called Hattiesburg Blues, and a little track here, Forgot You Had a Home.
I've tried to change you, you pay me no mind. You choose your job over family time. You forgot you had a home. All you got is a one-track mind. Since you took the job 6 years ago, you've been tired, baby, and on the go. You forgot you had a home. Now our love lost its glow. I'm tired of waiting around, living with all this stress. You're working too hard, baby, you must confess. can keep that ring. You're gone all day. I love's no longer working. You forgot you had a home. You don't deserve my sweet loving.
From a guy that I've actually met and had a chance to interview once quite a few years ago when he was out here in New Zealand. I might actually try and find the interview and see if I can on my recording somewhere and see if I can replay it for you. It was quite some time ago. I think I was doing a blues show on another radio station at the time. Yeah, my memory's starting to fade. Anyway, C6 Steve, and this would have been the first album I would have got of his as well. Came out back in 2008, called I Started Out With Nothing, and I Still Got Most Of It Left. And I thought that was pretty true for me as well, and probably lots of other people out there. All right, so from that album from 2008 and from C6 Steve, we've got a track called Thunderbird. All right, enjoy.
If you're going to sing a song about drinking wine, you should drink some wine.
Down to Cali, pigs on tomatoes, SP to the jungle, old SP, under the eucalyptus, that's the life for me. I drink a Thunderbird, strictly Thunderbird, drink a Thunderbird, strictly Thunderbird, drink a Thunderbird, yeah, yeah. Thunderbird, drink a Thunderbird. Well, make up the little Frisco, nobody holding back. The niggas that die, they fall like a rain. Run to the liquor shack. Here come the stories, most of them lies. I would trade for all the world
none of y'all bowing lines.
Drinking Thunderbird. Strictly Thunderbird. Drinking Thunderbird. Strictly Thunderbird. Drinking Thunderbird. Yeah, yeah, baby. Why you sitting in your rush hour traffic? Freeway like a parking lot. I just think about the Thunderbird. Riding west and free on a hot shot. Why you dining out at Shady Weed? Fresh pop and $100 wine.
Right.
On the fire, I'm cooking SpaghettiOs.
Underneath the billion star tonight.
Drink a Thunderbird. Strictly Thunderbird. Drink a Thunderbird.
Another quick little break here on the Roots of Rock, but we're coming back with a couple. Oh, we've got a couple more older tracks as well as some brand new tracks from. Got a new single from Roger Hurricane Wilson, and one of the new tracks from Coco Montoya's album about to come out. And we're finishing off tonight's show with some Eric Clapton. And a live act with Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood. Some awesome music from them. So, all right, don't go away, as they say.
Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.
Hey, you're back with Cyan, bringing you the Roots of Rock here on Manawatu People's Radio. That's MPR 999 AM on your local radio dial. And, of course, if you want to get us online, it's www.mpr.nz. And just to get the shows of Roots of Rock and quite a few back issues, if you want to listen to them. I think you can also download a show if it's one of the newest ones. Not quite sure on that. I don't follow computers that well, but never mind. It's www.mpr.nz/show/rock. Used to have a Facebook page, but for some reason I was taken down. I think I was hacked. Anyway, so it sort of lost the Facebook page. We might organize another one of these days, but never mind. All right, if you want to get in touch with us about any music or whatever details, get in touch with the studio. All right, we've now got a bit of one of those older tracks that from an album that I've just received recently. Middle Billy Blues is this guy's name, and that was the same name on the album as well. Came out back in 2013, and there's a little track here called Don't Let Your Mouth Write a Check That Your Butt Can't Catch. Cash, I should say, your butt can't cash. All right.
When you get it all for money and you hang out with the hounds, your bite becomes less deadly and your bark is broken down. When you run out of excuses and you say, hey, wait a minute, this a bulldog conversation. Ain't no chihuahua in it. I can see by your condition your account is overdrawn and you ain't got enough sense to be well enough alone. So let me warn you, brother, and I ain't talking trash. Don't let your mouth write a check that your butt can't cash. Ah. Her husband goes to 80. He's stand up 6'5". He don't take it lightly, stealing honey from his hide. So I tell you, midnight creepers, when he tears you limb from limb, don't go around with another man's wife, lest you can go a few with him. I can see by your condition your account is overdrawn, and you ain't got enough sense to leave well enough alone. So let me warn you, brother, and I ain't talking trash. Don't let your mouth write a check that your butt can't cash. By my side, a voice come through the darkness, say your money or your life. Well, now you can have my money, but I pull my pistol out instead. Now the plot begins to thicken as I raise it to his head. I can see by your condition your account is overdrawn, and you ain't got enough sense to be well enough alone. So let me warn you, brother, and I ain't talking trash. Don't let your mouth write a check that your butt can't cash. Oh no.
Alrighty, time to get into some new tracks here. As I said at the start of the show, great thing about the blues, it's old and it's new and it never gets that old. I'm quite happy to drink modern red wine as well as one that's aged. Alright, Sean Pollack here, he put out an album this year, which I've introduced you to, called C'est la Vie. And here's a track from that particular album called Blue Collar Man.
Concrete can't make the trip. It's raining.
trying. Gotta find blue collar man. You're looking for blue collar man. You need blue collar man. That's what I am. Trying to find a plumber to sleep, laying asleep for the street. That's what I am, a blue collar man. Gotta find a blue collar man. You're looking for a blue collar man. You need a blue collar man. That's what I am.
Came out this year from Anika Chambers and Paul De Los Lores, and the album was called Good Trouble. I've played you quite a few tracks from it already, but hey, here's one I haven't played before called A Walk a Mile in My Shoes.
You know, I believe people as a whole would be more tolerant of each other if by some magical means they'd be able to change places with each other. That is to live in the environment and experience the hardships and have to do without some of the small things that most would consider to be very precious. I believe that they would think twice before they ridicule and embarrass people they know nothing about, except for what they've been told or what has been instilled in them from childhood. Things are not always what they seem to be, especially when you're on the outside looking in instead of on the inside looking out.
So unless you've lived a lie,
Our next artist is someone that I've played you quite a few tracks from over the last couple of years. I've had quite a few of his albums received out of the US of A here, Roger Hurricane Wilson. And I think just quite recently I played you a single he had sent to me. And this is another single that just came out this month that I've just received as well. Roger Hurricane Wilson here with It Was a Good Run.
Thank you.
Now, Coco Montoya has a new album coming out on the 1st of September. I've played you a track from it last week. I'm going to play you another track from that album after the next break. But before the next break, we're going to have another track from Coco Montoya from the very first album that he signed up with Alligator Records for back in 2002. And the album was Look Can't Look Back, and a little track here called Same Old Thing.
Baby,
Right, time for another quick little break here on the Roots of Rock on Manawatu People's Radio. But we're coming back with a brand new track from Coco Montoya, yet to be released album, just coming out on the 1st of September. We've got another track from that new album from Mickey Borkloff out of Finland, the Mickey Borkloff and a Blue Strip. That was just released this year as well. Then we go back a little bit for a bit of Roy Buchanan and some Eric Clapton and Stevie Winwood. So, hey, stay tuned. Enjoy.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Hi, you're back with Cyan here, bringing you the Roots of Rock on Manawatu People's Radio. All right, Coco Montoya, as I mentioned before the break. Here's another track from this brand new album released on Alligator Records later this week, isn't it? It's the 28th today. On the 1st of September, it's been released. And Coco Montoya, Writing on the Wall, is the name of the album. And here's a track from it called, well, in brackets, I'd Rather Feel. And then the track's actually called Bad About Doing It. All right, let's listen.
A big ass bite. She said, I'd rather feel bad about doing it.
Bad about doing it.
Honey, I was having a ball. I'd rather feel bad about doing it
bad
than feel
about
bad about never having done it at all. Delilah was in love with Samson, and they made such a glamorous.
Feel bad about doing it.
Honey, we were having a ball.
All right, and from another album that just came out this year out of Europe, we've got Mickey Borkloff and the Blue Strip. They're out of Finland. He's actually played with, that gorgeous lady whose name I can't quite think of at the moment, that's out of Finland. Well, that does great on the guitar, on the slide guitar, but that's all right. It's a little track of the album is called Colors of Jealousy. And we've got a little track here called Are You Real?
After all that I
All right. Now, I've got a few albums of this guy called Roy Buchanan, but this was one I just received recently, compliments of Alligator Records, released back in 1985, when a guitar plays the blues. And, yeah, I would have just introduced you to this album fairly recently too. But, yeah, another track I'm going to play from it tonight. Could even do a half-hour feature on Roy Buchanan one night with the amount of albums I've got. I'll think about that, but beside the point. Right now we've got from When a Guitar Plays the Blues from 1985, we've got A Nickel and a Nail.
Baby,
Katie, now back in February of 2008, Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood got together in the Madison Square Gardens and had a live concert. Now, there's a couple of CDs that came out from that, released in 2009, so yeah, it just took them a year to get round to do it. It was on a label called Duck Reprise. I know of Reprise, I haven't heard of Duck before, but hey, you know. Anyway, Clapton and Winwood was the name of the album, and I'm going to play you two tracks from that that are nice long blues tracks. And our first one here is Double Trouble.
Hard for me to keep decent clothes to wear.
Hey, I hope you've been enjoying tonight's show. One more track to play, which is going to go for a real long one too. Again, from Clapton and Winwood, from this album they recorded, was recorded back in 2008 at the Madison Square Gardens in February of 2008 and released in 2009. And I'd like to just say good night. Hope you've enjoyed the show again. And, hey, catch you all again next week here on the Roots of Rock. And we're going to leave you with some Clapton and Winwood with a classic, Little Wing. Good night.